just your power, your greatness, and God, we just are so privileged to have this time to make you the focus, to worship you, to remember that together we want to surrender our hearts and lives to your purposes. And so, God, we just pray that this time you will be glorified, that your name will be lifted high, and God, that you will just send your spirit and inspire us, challenge us, convict us, and just make us a family. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. So I wanted to try to do something a little different today. And I need the kiddos to get in the middle. Can we do that? Especially the older ones. You guys are going to be the role models, okay?
Good job, Jared.
Good, thank you.
The role models.
Okay, so yeah, you older guys and gals, be a model for us, please. All right, so how many of you guys have heard the word great? And maybe your teacher has written it on a piece of paper, or someone has said, hey, great job. Or, you know, I'm a teacher, and so when I hand back work, I write, great work, keep it up. You know, so great, that's the word I would write on there. That's a word that you've probably heard before, and it's familiar to you, right? Well, we're going to be using that word a lot in our worship, and so I wanted to take some time to talk about what that word means when we say it to God and when we use it to describe God. Okay, so can you guys do that with me? Think about this for a second. So I need you to do something. I need you to take your hands like this, and I want you to make, and actually, I think this, all the big kids too can do this. This will be fun if you can. And I want you to take your hands, and I want you to make this little thing right here, okay? And I want you to imagine that there is a tiny little bunny in those hands. And he's soft, and maybe he's even sleeping, he's really quiet, and maybe he's even pink for some reason, I don't know. And this is cute, right? This bunny is cute. And when we say the word cute, we mean something like this bunny that's asleep and really nice in our hands, right? This is a cute bunny. Now, cute is a good word, and it's a word that we can use to describe lots of really cute things, okay? But it's not really a good word to describe God, okay? Cute's not a good word. It's a good word to describe the gifts that he gives us sometimes, but it's not a good word to describe God. Actually, the word great is a good word. So now I want you, and actually, let's all stand up. Can we stand up? Okay, so now, and maybe give yourself a little space. And big kids, I know this may make us look a little foolish, but sometimes that's just what we need before we enter into worship, is to feel a little foolish. So that's all right. So what I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes, okay? And now I want you to picture that you're trying to hug every single star that's in the whole sky, okay? Just picture trying to hug every single star that's in the sky. And I want you to keep thinking about those stars all at once. You're going to try to hug them. And I want you to think real quick, what's past those stars? What's on the other side of that star? And then what's past that star? And wait a minute, what's past that star? Man, it would never stop. And how many stars would you be trying to hug?
A million.
Maybe more. Actually, way more.
Infinity.
That is so many.
Infinity,
right?
Beyond.
Oh my goodness. That's actually way too big, right? It's too big for our arms. It's too big for our brains to even think about, right? And that's what we mean by great, okay? The word great is a really powerful word. And when we use it to describe God, it means we're talking about how hard it is to wrap our arms or our thoughts around him. He's so big. That's what that word means. And we don't always use it that way, but we're going to use it a lot today when we worship and when we sing songs. And it's a word we use to talk about how big God is. And actually, when we think about big things like that, have you ever been outside looking up at the stars at night and you saw a lot of them?
Yeah.
Right? And there were just so many of them. And actually, when we think about those big things like that, those great things, what do we feel? we sometimes feel a little small when we think about how big the universe is, right? We might even feel like butterflies in our stomach. Maybe like we're even a little bit afraid of how big it is. But it's not like afraid like when you have a bad dream or something. It's like, it's a different kind of fear that's actually a really healthy fear, because it means we're in awe of it. And we use that word like, oh my goodness, it's so big. And we actually want to think about it more. We want to try to get closer to it if we can, but we can't, you know? And so it's this word that is actually the beginning part of one of the ways we worship God, is when we think about how big he is, and it starts to startle us a little bit that he's so much bigger than us. And that's really good. And actually, I'm going to read a psalm that David wrote, and he's going to be using this word great a lot, okay? And he's going to be talking about how big God is. And listen to the words that he uses. And this is how he's worshiping God, okay? So let's read this. This is Psalm 145. Are you guys ready to listen? Here we go. I will tell of your greatness, my God and King. I will praise your name forever and ever. I will praise you every day. I will praise your name forever and ever. The Lord is great and deserves all our praise. No one can fully understand his greatness. Each generation, that's you guys, will praise and tell the next generation about the great things you do. Your majesty and glory are wonderful. I will tell about your miracles, and people will talk about all the amazing things you do, and I will tell everyone how great you are. And this was David just thinking about how big God was, and it started to stir in him. And we're going to try to think about how great God is and tell him about it. And tell each other. And we do that when we sing. Okay? Can we do that today? Can we tell God how great he is and tell each other how great God is? You want to do that with us? Okay, awesome. So how about we stay standing and we're going to sing together. I think we're singing How Great Is Our God. Or Our God. Our God. Sorry.
Thank you. Amen. We're going to sing Simplicity. I come in simplicity, longing for pure.
Reason.
worship your holy name. And as we focus in our hearts to you now, and as we continue to worship, we just ask and invite you to come like a mighty rushing wind, like a still small voice. Come and be here, Lord Jesus, and guide us. In your name, amen.